Welcome back to the Spoken Word Podcast on a Sunday. I mean, you know, I actually love film on a Sunday, low key, but
yeah. No, not really. I like it, it's chill, but I'm tired, man.
You're tired. What do you mean you're tired, man?
I'm tired. Didn't have a good night's sleep last night, bro.
Why not?
You know, I wanted to have a good night's sleep. Just kept waking up and all that.
Or was it because you were having some fun business?
Not even that still.
Saturday night is Saturday, I told you. All time. Saturday is actually the best day out of God's 7 day a week calendar, man. Always a Saturday. Always a Saturday for every Saturday to club, Saturday for some jiggy jiggy, sometime for some Saturday for some nookie nookie. Saturday time for some madness, bro. You get a drink, get pissed, smoke weed, smoke crack. And I'm joking, guys. I don't do that, but I'm just like everything. Yeah. But yeah, that's my favorite day of the week, actually, man.
That's the best day, man.
Football.
Obviously, no work. Football. Stay up late. Football. And then Sunday is nice. It's a good relaxation day, but halfway through Sunday, you're gonna be scared the next day, fam, for work. Like, you know, you're gonna be scared for your boss the next morning, isn't it? Like,
because you know what? That's for people that don't actually like. I don't know. They're having a hard. They hate what they're doing. They hate the job. They hate their boss. Do you know what I mean? Like, some bosses are actually all right.
Yeah, well, but tell me, man. You started your new.
By the way, that's not why I said that, by the way. That's not why I said that before. I'm not saying some people's because mine is. That's not the reason why I'm saying that.
No, but I'm saying, like, obviously, you started got a new career.
Career. No, it's just... What do you mean? This is our career, man. I don't say too much about this stuff, but yeah, started a new position. In the real estate industry, I'm kind of private with that stuff, but with a lot of things. And yeah, that's it. I had an induction Thursday, Friday, off this weekend, and then back tomorrow. We're back in. To be honest, my favorite part of the job, bro, is wearing a suit.
You can rock a suit, man. You can bang a suit.
I'm a suit man. I think if I was allowed to be a model, yeah, I'll just do suit modeling.
Yeah, no, you can rock a suit. When was the first time you wore a suit then? The prom.
No. You probably swore as a kid, didn't even know you was doing it. When you were young, yeah. For like occasions. Like,
no, when, but when you, when was the first time you? Because obviously, when you're young, you know, when the first time you looked at yourself in a suit, is like, do you know what? I can bang this suit. I can rock it. I feel the same way as well. That's kind of weird as well. It's like a funeral of a family member as well. But I remember just getting ready in it, and I was like, I look good, man. But so it was a horror. It wasn't a nice occasion, but.
I would say me personally, I always liked, I don't know, I always.
Yeah.
Always. And the thing is, at first I thought, oh, but if you're smart, surely everyone looks good in a suit. No, it's not. It doesn't work like that, man. I'm just a suit man, bro. So when I'm the type, I know if my suit's too heavy, you know.
You know what? Yeah, you know, last episode was full of emotions, man. It was so jokes, man. I was watching, you know, obviously we posted clips on social media, and I was watching it. I must have watched that clip about 50 times.
Really? This weekend.
I was dying, man. It was so fun. Because it was at the beginning, I was like covering my mouth. I was trying to disguise it.
I know what you was doing.
I couldn't hold it anymore. Oh, that was hilarious, man. I haven't laughed like that in so long.
And you have to, at shows like that, obviously, you have to kind of, you have to not laugh, but laugh, that makes sense, because otherwise you can't, you don't want to, we also talk about like the depressing stuff, man. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, see that episode. That was it's quite heavy, but actually we made light of it. So it was a good, like I said, it was a roller coaster of emotions, isn't it? Because obviously the topic we're talking about was quite sad, isn't it? But you gotta make light of it, man. It can't be a depressing episode.
No. Of course not, man. Of course not. It's just, so for me, the reason why I brought that up actually for the audience as well is only because, like, I feel like it's something that needed to be said. It needed to be mentioned, man, because I just feel like, especially coming up to Christmas, and before we get into more of the other stuff we're going to talk about today, I was going to say, I told you briefly, like, it's so mad. The irony of that episode coming out, I must have called you. I told you, look, my doctor hollered. The doctor said, hollered at me, asked me to come in for random sampling, just to check, health checkup. I've gone in there, sat in this chair, and he's just taking me through all these lists of things, yeah? And he actually gave me the flu jabs there and then. He's like, oh, do you want it? I was like, yeah. He's like, you may as well. I just had it.
Yeah, you take flu jabs?
Yeah, for the influenza.
Never taken that still.
No, that's the first time, I think that's the first time I've taken it as well. Had that. Took my blood pressure, checked my weight. He's like, let's check your weight. Let's do all these.
How much you weighing? Let the audience know.
I don't pay anything. What do you mean?
Huh?
You mean pay?
I said, how much you weigh, let the audience know if you're fine with that, innit?
So when you, okay, when he weighed me, I was like 73 kg.
That's what I'm trying to get down to, bro.
No, but I put on a bit of weight, though, since.
Yeah, because you was like 69.
I was 68 point something, 69, 68.78 and 69. Because I kind of like leaned out a lot. So I was leaning out a lot. Huh?
So during the summer, you was going ham, man, leaning out, innit?
Yeah, I was leaning out as much as possible.
This guy was PEDs, fam, I'm telling you.
I'm not like that.
Yo, PEDs, fam. This guy knows, yeah, we went running, innit, yeah. I remember the day, it was like 22nd of July.
You remember the date?
Yeah,
surprise.
It was a hot day as well, yeah. Do you know why? My mom pissed me off, innit? She woke me up early, innit? Just to say, there's rice and peas in the fridge, or some food, jerk chicken in the fridge, or something. I was like, why did you come over and wake me up to tell me that? You just leave a note or text me, innit? And then you came to my house, innit, yeah? And we done. I died on the first lap, innit?
Yeah.
I died, innit? Yeah, literally. I was limping towards the end, like the last half mile, innit? And then I was looking at my window where you done another lap, innit? I was looking at my window. I was like, all right, go. I thought you were going to come, knock on my door, come in, yeah? Man ran off again. Someone running in the park, yeah? Then he done another lap as well, done three laps. Oh, yeah, man, no. You was on, I don't know what type of gear you was on in the summer, fam.
Well, I was, do you know what? Sometimes, you know, when you look back on it, yeah, you're not quite hit those heights. Sometimes I wonder myself, how did I actually do with this stuff? What was I on, man?
He was like, do you know, as you said, I remember, he was like, oh, do you know what? You got to run, you got to train like you're training with Ronaldo, innit?
Oh, yeah, I did see.
That's it, man. Because you know what? I'm watching, do you have Prime?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, have you watched All or Nothing, Juventus?
No,
watch it. It just came out the other
day. Is it in Italian or is it in English?
It's Italian, but just put on the English subtitles.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really good, isn't it, man? It's just seeing how throughout the sales.
United one. You need to see what's going on with that bullshit with Oli, man. That's what they need to see.
Oh, they're doing your one this season.
I know. Awesome. Are they going to do a United one, though? Do you know?
I can't see, like, the Glazers or just the club. I don't know. I can't see it happening.
But they want to hide shit that's going on.
United, you know what? You know how United are. They love to move different to every other club, innit? But apparently they've cut out the first few games for Arsenal. I tell, because you know you lost like your first three games.
Yeah.
I heard that they've cut it out on Prime, innit? But I can't wait to see that's gonna come out next year, probably like September.
Yeah.
Before, but Juventus, if you're a fan of football or anything like that, All or Nothing. All or Nothing series is sick. At first I didn't watch the City one because I was some United fan, innit? And I was like, no, I don't watch him, but I've watched it really good. The Tottenham ones is jokes. Have you seen the Tottenham one?
Yeah, of course, I've seen that one. Yeah.
Funny. Yeah.
Anyways, man. Yeah, so obviously switching subject, innit? Like, so obviously there's this. What should we talk about first? Was it the you heard about the jab? What am I talking about? The new variant.
Oh, there's so much, so much to talk about, man. I was wanted to basically say, man, that the media is dangerous, man, for so many reasons. Yeah, I'm sure we've had conversations about this in previous episodes, man. But basically, I wanted to talk about originally Rittenhouse, innit?
Touch on that.
Kyle Rittenhouse last week, innit? We didn't end up talking about it, and then Joe, good thing we left it, innit? Because there's this whole narrative that this basically what happened, there was a BLM protest last year in, I can't remember the location in America. If it was Wisconsin, I might be incorrect. And it seemed to appear from the media's perspective that this, I think, 17-year-old kid, whatever, teenager, basically ran to the lefty's house with an assault rifle, was running towards the BLM protests. I think he went to originally like protect a store, innit? Yeah. And how the media spun it was that he was going there to cause havoc, innit? Yeah. And shot two black people, innit? So that was the media's narrative, innit? So cool, yeah, that's one. He's looking like a white supremacist, innit?
Didn't they because that's the thing, I think for some reason, I don't know why this time I was like, I just didn't really pay too much attention to what was
happening. Didn't they film
his court case?
Yeah, about to get onto that. I remember when they covered it, when it happened, yeah. And then I just kept seeing this meme recently with this guy in court, and he's like, and I was like, I didn't pay attention to it because I just saw it was just on Instagram or Twitter, it was just a meme, innit? But then the verdict came out, innit, last week or just over a week
ago. That he's found not guilty.
He was not guilty on all charges, on the gun possession charge and the murder charge as well, yeah? So now, after that, there's been a whole divide, innit? Yeah, in the media, in America, even some parts here and all that. Oh, how did he get off, blah, blah, blah? I'm thinking it's another, Trayvon Martin back in the day.
Yeah. Of course,
was murdered by George Zimmerman. That's what it's looking like, isn't it? Like, I was like, oh my god, it's like another, there's gonna be another, you know, uproar, blah blah blah. And then when, you know, days are going by and the stories are getting more clear and clear, and that actually wasn't the case, that he was actually attacked, he was actually defending himself, it was self-defense.
But then sorry, let me just interrupt there. So from what I'm hearing, right? Like, I clicked on the interview, the court case for a few minutes. I didn't watch the whole thing, and then like obviously from people's explanations, they're saying, hold on a second, he used more force than he needed to, like in doing what that ended up to
I didn't hear that part, but what I heard from the story is that it looked like he was running towards them. Where in case they were attacking him, and he was defending himself, but at the same time this man's got an assault rifle or whatever weapon he had in it.
But so where
was trying to spin it that he was just running there to cause havoc and shooting at the protesters.
Where, so this was all outside then.
Yeah, this was outside. Yeah.
Where what? Just so all students that don't know this, like where would you? So where?
Main road, innit?
Yeah, so I mean, like, what is the main... What actually was the main cause of the whole thing? So, people are protesting, but what they protesting exactly about?
It was in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Yeah, I was right, yeah. It was a BLM protest, but you know with the protest, they get out of hand and they start damaging property and, you know, shops and stuff like that. They basically... I think one of the guys must have, from what I'm hearing, yeah, is that they called Kyle Rittenhouse to, like, they want him to protect the store, innit, yeah?
So, what, he done. was he a shopkeeper or something?
No, this guy's a 17-year-old kid, man.
I know he's a 17-year-old kid, but, like, what is, Because why does he happen to have an assault rifle on him, just like that? Outside on the street.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, we're, obviously, this is America, so it's different culture, isn't it? So if you know your property is about to be damaged, be attacked, and you can have, you know, someone guarding it outside, then obviously no one's going to attack you, innit?
No. I know that. I'm saying it's a shop.
Yeah, so what he done, he went to initially, from what the reports are saying, or from what I've heard, yeah, he went to initially just protect the property, yeah?
But has he got to the property? So what I'm trying to say,
that's what I don't understand. Because yeah. It's not like, that's what I don't understand.
That's my point.
It's not like a family member, from what I understand, it's not a family member's, his uncle or son's property or something like that. But he was just called to that location, innit? Yeah. Which I don't know why you're calling a 17-year-old.
Who called him? Do you know?
The shopkeeper, I believe.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah. And do you know what relation? Reason why I'm asking these questions, because I'm not trying to say that no, he did do something for sure. I generally don't know this case with this war. Normally, I'm kind of, I like to get to know these things. This one, I generally don't know. I just didn't repay top. Somebody just decided I'm not really looking too much into that one for whatever reason. Yeah. That I thought I was going to be, but I decided not to. But what I want to say is, though, shopkeeper calls him to this location, this property, what relationship does this shopkeeper have to this 17-year-old boy, do you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly. What I'm saying, so you know in America, like, for example, I think they ain't got this whole thing here, but they have this thing where they're big on guns in America. You come to someone's property, they can defend themselves. That's unregulated, by the way, because this ends up in people getting seriously injured because some people might do more than they needed to do for whatever reason that they do, you know what I mean? Because who's monitoring what's going on? That's why it's this whole thing with America, in my guns, in my opinion, is very dangerous. Well, a lot of people's opinions as well are very dangerous. I think we ain't got that in the UK. But from my understanding, in America, if your place is under threat from a criminal, a robber, whatever, you're going to do something, you can kind of take the laws into your own hands. I don't know if that varies between state to state. I don't know if that's across all states, but apparently that's what they're on in the US. But this guy's on the street. This is a shop. It's a 17-year-old boy. The shop doesn't belong to him. It's not his property. Why is a shopkeeper calling this 17-year-old kid? One, how do you know this 17-year-old kid? What relationship do you have with him? And why are you calling him to come to the shop? Because what it looks like is like, say, for example, I don't know, that's like, you know, I don't know if it's a good example, but you know, like Tesco, for example, a supermarket, someone, you got the manager of the store or something, and then there's like, do you remember the 2011 riots? And when people were doing the lootings and all that, that's now like 10 years ago now, yeah? And let's say, for example, people was going to loot the Tesco or something, and then the store manager's there and people want to do the riot. It's like, isn't that like a manager ringing someone I know personally and saying, oh, people are looting this place. I think they're going to rob this place as well. Can you come here as soon as possible? I happen to be, the person that they called just happens to be around the area or the corner. They could get there within like 5 minutes and they just turn up with a handgun, assault rifle, whatever armed weapon, and they start shooting people and saying, oh, they were attacking, so I had to defend myself or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. So I can understand, obviously, because we were brought up here, and we don't have, can't legally carry guns in it. Yeah, I think you can. You need some assault rifle, some license for carrying a weapon in it over here, in it. Yeah. But yeah, obviously, I understand why the shopkeeper would have done that, because obviously the protesters were carrying, some protesters could be carrying guns or whatever, innit? So
what I'm trying to understand is why didn't they just call the police? Why call another 17-year-old kid? Why didn't you call the police?
Yeah.
By the way, the police in America are dodgy anyway, yeah? But it's like, this person's not even the police, though. This is just some 17-year-old kid. Man, bro, it's deep. A 17-year-old kid with a gun. That sounds like a recipe for disaster, especially in a country like that.
Yeah. So from the outside, it looked like he wanted to play hero or vigilante, innit? Yeah, he's taking the royalties online.
That's what? Maybe. It's possible. I don't know.
Yeah. So turns up and all that. from one of the protesters, like they fire a weapon in the air, they're going towards him. That's when he lets off the shots in it. And then two people were killed in it. Yeah. I think more people were shot at as well. But it turns out to be as well, one of the people he shot or killed even, one of them was like was what they would say in America, a pedophile. It was a pedophile and something like that.
Right.
And then
how do they know that? Then,
bro, I don't know, fam.
I don't know.
But you know what? That always happens, though. You know when someone gets shot and killed in America? You know, like, you know, remember last year when, oh my God, I forgot his name. The black guy that got killed by the police.
George Floyd.
That's it, George Floyd, yeah. I knew it was George Floyd's last name, yeah. You know, they're bringing up all these history and all that. Oh,
yeah.
He was a deadbeat, or he was a criminal. Or he was selling
cigarettes.
It always bring up all the whole rap sheet in it, yeah, which I don't really like in it. Yeah.
You know what it is? It's I feel it's like sometimes what they do, yeah,
try to like justify the killing.
It's like what they do, like this is what they do, and the I don't know who does this specifically, but it's quite bad, yeah. What they will do, they'll bring some like previous history events in current context, and then try to say like. What they try to do is like they try to make the general public less outraged or feel less sympathetic for the victim in that particular scenario. Kind of like say, well, listen, the person wasn't an angel anyway. They did bad things in 2002, in 1996, they did this, in 1994, they did that. So even though we're killing him in 2020 unlawfully. It's not as bad as someone that has that's got completely like, clean record. You know what I mean?
Say something happened to like me or you, God forbid, tomorrow. Yeah, they're like, "Oh, he done this to a teacher back in 2007."
Whoa! I done nothing. My record is clean. What are you talking?
That's what I'm saying.
I know. I think it's just.
One thing, they're gonna try to find any piece of dirt in it. Like,
yeah.
Oh, we'll just let you know he did do this back in the day, 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
So they always try to justify like the killing, innit? Because I remember in 2014 where I forgot his name as well. He strangled another black brother in the streets of New York, I believe, innit? And he was like, "I can't breathe, I can't." Simple, it was basically literally George Floyd was like the first incident, and George Floyd happened. Yeah. And they said, "Oh, he was selling cigarettes or something like that." So I'm just like, or are you trying to justify him getting choked out by the police?
Do you know why what you're saying is so right? Yeah, I don't know if you know. Recently, we didn't. I was going to bring this up, but I didn't. But it's a good time to bring it up now. Like you mentioned all this stuff. You know, you hear about what's going on with the cricket, professional cricket with the Yorkshire and the abuse. Obviously, the guy, the Asian. You know, that board, that cricket is the Yorkshire Association with the cricket. I'm not an expert on cricket, but for those that don't know, so apparently what's happened is the cricket people are in a lot of crap at the moment because of the abuse that's been happening over the same period of time, the years. Because you know what they're doing with like Asian people that is up north in Yorkshire and that like someone was, so I heard that someone was like Muslim, innit? And like a few years ago, they held him down and they forced him to drink alcohol. And all that kind of stuff. But what they're doing with the guy, one of the guys that finally has come out after all this time and said this stuff was going on, and people were kind of like allowing it to happen, they tried to dig him up from like 2011 and say, "Oh,
you anti-Semitic.
Yeah, oh, you should apologize for making comments on Twitter in 2011 about Jewish." I don't know what did the comments. Do you know what the comments even said? I don't even know.
It was anti-Semitic comments. Yeah. Comments. Text messages in it like 10, 11 years ago.
Years ago.
No, but you know what though? Yeah, you can't go on court and make this a whole palaver. Which I'm not saying like it shouldn't be taken seriously. Yeah, you can't go to court and it be filmed and all that, make a big palaver, and then they pull dirt on you being anti-Semitic. Like that's ridiculous, man.
No, but why that's wrong though is because okay, cool.
I know, because it diverts away from the.
You know what subject. It is. You know, with these people out of order. I told you about the out of order.
No, but he's out of order as well, though. Because how are you saying? Oh yeah, I've suffered all this racial.
No, that's different, bro. No. Do you know why? Because I don't know how. You see, I don't. I gotta be careful how I say this, isn't it? I'm gonna be very careful how I say this because I genuinely, I feel like
You say this on your own. I'm gonna step out the camera.
No. I'm gonna say with Jewish people and anti-Semitism.
Yeah,
I feel like that as we know with like you know like with the World War II, the bombings of people putting like Jewish people in concentration camps and all those things that has happened historically. I feel like later on with language that's used, it's been less. I don't know. It's been less highlighted. I feel like it's. I'm not saying it makes it all right, but I'm saying that people. I don't know. It's. People say with like Jewish people and like certain things, phrases and terms that's being used, I feel like that's always been less highlighted historically in terms of what some people say or say things and they generally don't even know what they're saying when it comes to Jewish people. So I think how was this guy now? Is he like 30? Is he like 30 something?
Yeah.
So in 20 years.
The Asian brother.
Yeah, the Asian guy. How old is he? Yeah. Do you know?
Yeah, it means like late 30s.
Okay, cool. So he must have put something stupid on 2011. I can't say for sure that he didn't know what he's doing.
Oh, you know what? I need to see what he actually said though, because yeah. You're writing what you're saying where it's like could have been taken out of context or something.
No, I'm not saying out of context. I'm saying that like, you might have wrote something you genuinely don't even know that was what he's saying was wrong. When it comes to something like that, I don't know what the comments are saying, but someone must have dug his name out and said, "Let me scroll 10 plus years." Do you know what? If they can find, what do you say? Do you know?
Run out the way to find dirt on you to divert from the main.
No, subject. Do you know Twitter was invented in 2006? So if they didn't find anything in 2011, these people would have gone back to when 2006 went to 2006 if they could. Depending on when he created his account in the first place.
Yeah, but if I'm going core, if I'm saying no, these man done this, these man done that, bro.
No, but that means, do you know what? Yeah, that means no one was. If you think about it, if everyone's lived, bro, everyone's like, if you live for a certain period of time in your life, you're like, even if you're 15 years old, bro. You'd have said something once upon a time that probably you shouldn't have said, bro. That means no one will say anything about anything then. Do you know what I mean? That means there'll be no women that can say anything about anything. Do you know what I mean? Because they want to say something mad. Imagine, do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, it'd be different if you said it in like recent times or something. When we're talking about 2011, what do you know? Do you know what the comments were saying?
Oh, sorry. Do you know what? I said he's in his late 30s, not. He's actually 30.
Exactly. See, I thought he was 30. I didn't want to say. I remember. So 2011. Bro, he's probably 20. He probably said something like 20 in 2011. It's like he couldn't even. It's possible something he didn't even understand.
I've gone back to check my account. It's me. I've absolutely no. What an idiot, fam. This guy's a donut, bruv. This guy's actually a donut.
But do you know what I mean?
He must have power in his face right now. Like, I'm incredibly angry at myself and I apologize to the Jewish community and everyone who's rightly offended by this.
What did he say? So,
that's why I can't find what he said. That's the thing. I can't find it. It just says anti-Semitic messages were sent to another player. So during these times when you was suffering racial abuse here, you was dishing it out to other people.
But you want to come That's not necessarily true, bro. That's not necessarily true. That doesn't necessarily mean that he was dishing things out. It doesn't mean anything. He might just wrote one little comment 10 years ago, couldn't even understand what he was saying, necessarily. I thought nothing about it.
Yeah, this was I'm reading now. A so-called message with Javid were revealed when the 19-year-old Rafiq accused a third player of being reluctant to spend money at a team dinner because he is a Jew.
See? Do you know what?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
You're gonna set me up. You just set me up for that, innit, bro? Let's talk, innit? I might get cancelled today, fam, but you know what? I'm gonna be honest, innit, yeah. So do you know what, man? People gonna dig me up now, innit? No, all right. There's this whole thing, yeah. All right. I don't have to say this, man. When I was growing up, yeah. I live with my grandparents, innit, yeah? Mm. And, you know, they're quite old-fashioned, whatever, innit, yeah? And I would remember, I would say, I don't know, I was giving, like, pocket money at the time or something like that. I didn't want to spend something or something in regards of being tight, yeah? And then my granddad said to me, oh, you know, Jewish or something. Bro, yeah. I'm like 8 at the time or something. Yeah. I have no, I don't even understand what that means, innit?
Yeah.
I don't even understand what that means, innit? Yeah. I it was until years later, and then you don't do your research, innit? Yeah. So I can understand that, innit? Because I might have used I've used that phrase, innit? Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably at one point. I don't use that anymore, but I've used that phrase, innit? So I understand that point, innit? Yeah.
So can you just read that? Can you just repeat? Sorry, just to clarify again. What did the comment exactly say against something about this? So what did he say? What did he say in the tweet?
On a talk. Oh, he said a third player was being reluctant to spend money at a team dinner because he is a Jew.
You see, when you think about that, look, hold on.
Even recently, I'll let you speak first. I'll let you speak. Oh. Just let me say, even recently with Daniel Levy.
Yes,
I think someone was someone was on TalkSport a couple months ago with the whole Daniel Levy, Harry Kane situation. And then a fan called into TalkSport and was like, oh, Levy's not going to do that. He's a smart businessman. He's a Jew.
Yeah.
And then the old TalkSport just like froze. It's like, okay.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter, yeah.
But it's like, there's this whole... There's like there's a stereotype for everyone, bro. For black people, for white people.
Do you know what? What I'm gonna say, yeah, and I could be wrong. I might not necessarily be right in saying this, yeah. So I'm prepared for someone to have a conversation with me if they didn't. I'm going to assume, which I shouldn't normally do, by the way. I'm going to assume at the time when he said that, he probably never thought anything of it. Generally.
And you know what?
I'm going to give him a benefit of the doubt. And I'm not just saying that because of what he's going through now. I generally probably think he may have not even understood what... Because you know what? Yeah. For example, to cultural differences, they might... People know they do certain things, right? They may have certain ways of life, may have certain ways of doing certain things. So, for example, like, you know, like in Islam, for like Muslims, they won't drink, they don't gamble. I know some have done that. But typically, it's known that, obviously, you know, you've got to be careful. You know when, like, there's, I don't know, you know, in, let's say football, for example, you know when, for example, you get a match award for, I don't know, for example, you got man of the match award, like, or you done something, and then at the press conference, the post-match conference, they might offer you some champagne. With people from Islam, they might say, oh, they might give them an alternative gift instead of not drink, because they're Muslim. So someone could easily say, this person's not going to drink because he's Muslim. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And poor people know that, and everybody's thinking, I'm not trying to compare and say it's the same thing. It's okay. He said that because, but he's probably thinking, well, everyone knows that. People in Islam tend to refrain from drinking alcohol. So he's not going to drink because he's Muslim. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And then no one will have a problem with someone saying that because that's. We know that you're not going to go up to someone that's Muslim and say, oh, have a drink, because you know they don't drink. So he's probably thinking, so if this concept has been running that, this Jewish people tend to be a bit more conservative with their money, or there's this, that they tend to not, they're very like particular with where their money goes to or how much they have to let out there. I don't know their weekly budget, monthly budget, whatever you want to call it. He's probably just thought that, well, he's Jewish, so he's not gonna just be spending all this money. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to avoid it in a way that's very careful for people to understand what I'm trying to say here. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's a perfect way of putting it. I couldn't put it better than that.
So he's probably thinking if it's a dinner or a place. Someone could easily say, like, I'll give you an example. So, obviously, recently, I started, obviously, I was working, and then everyone's drinking. Some people are Muslim, they're not going to drink. So, if someone says, oh, do you drink? Someone could say, they're not going to drink, they're Muslim. To put it out there. And they're thinking, okay. So, he might have just thought, well, he's not going to spend as much, because, listen, he's, I know it sounds, it makes less sense for you to say, but he probably thought or nothing of it. Well, he's Jewish, so he's not going to spend as, he's not going to be doing well. Everyone's going to do this. He's got a difference. Yeah,
it's,
like,
it's not geography, bro. It's not something that's like pulling someone down in a negative light. It can be spun in a negative light, but in terms of being, you know, you're quite financially smart with your money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? And it is known, you know, that terms with the Jewish community in terms of finance and that, that they do seem to be a bit, you know, a bit more smart with the money. But it gets spun into this whole like, oh, you're tight, man, you're tight, oh, you're Jewish, you're this and all that.
And that's when it becomes a problem when you
that's,
start saying,
that's when it becomes, you know, wrong. Right, you know, yeah, that's wrong, isn't it? Yeah. And that's not the case. So yeah, you're 100% right, but he might have just put it out there and not meant anything by it.
Yeah. But then that's why I feel like, and remember, he's at a time, because he's 30 now, he's 20. I'm being honest with you. Huh. Like what you're saying, I didn't even understand that was anti-Semitic until like last year. I'm genuinely didn't understand. I've heard that term be thrown around from time. I remember one time, like among friendship group, someone said, oh, they're gonna spend a thing. What is that? Oh, what are you? Are you Jewish? Or something like that. Yeah. Now when they're saying it like that, even if I'll be honest, like you said it, like even for example, I've heard people say that. I remember you say some things that I didn't think it was bad, but it didn't make sense. I think, what do you mean, Jewish? What does that mean? What do you mean? I generally don't know what you're talking about,
bro. It's like I said, I've used that in the past, and I didn't even know I was using it. I didn't even know the full context of what it meant.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying? So when you do your research and all that, okay, yeah, that's wrong, innit? You shouldn't be saying them things, innit?
Yeah.
But yeah, people just throw it out there. Like you said, he was 19 at the time. And then what he was saying in the courts were true, that, you know, they pinned him up against the wall, forced like that. That's a whole different level now. Yeah. That's a whole different level.
Because the thing is, the reason why I'm saying these people are out of order, yeah, because it wasn't just that one particular scenario. There's a lot of things that was going on. Yeah, that's just one of many. That was just one of many things that they were doing. I think they did that. I think, didn't they do that to, was it the academy people or someone that just broke into the first team on the cricket place? They were saying, they hold him down. You know someone that's Muslim doesn't drink, not supposed to be drinking, and you forced alcohol into his
system. Why are you pinning me up against the wall? Against my will?
Was it against the wall? Was it on the floor? They held him down on the floor and they stuck.
I know.
I was trying to remember what.
That's first of all. Second of all, then you got the whole alcohol bit in it as well.
Yeah.
So... yeah, that's a whole different level, isn't it? So yeah, that is wrong in terms of that. Like, yeah, do you know what? I completely understand what you're saying now. Like I said, he was very young at the time, and even the other comments were saying like, "Oh, he's not a sheikh, you know. He's this. He ain't got no money.
He's a P. He get called the P word as well.
Yeah.
But those people. There's so many things that was going on. This was over a few years, by the way. Continuously over years happening. So it wasn't just like you said this then.
If they're like traveling to an away game, they'll go across a corner shop. Oh, is your like your uncle or your
exactly.
cousin?
Yeah,
or
you see. Like
yeah.
They know what they know what they're doing. They know that they're being nasty. They know that you don't continuously doing that for, bro. Don't deep it. It's not just like you said it one time, bro. You're doing this for like years. As you're going through the ranks in your school in like certain levels. If someone's not pinning you down against the floor, putting you up against the wall, forcing physically putting drink into your system, and they know that's out of order, they're calling you P words, and they're referring to Asian people in a certain way of certain cult. You know you're being nasty and being malicious and bullying and being disgusting. He might have, like I said, I can't say for 100% sure, he might have knew what he was saying was out of order. I'm not saying he does, I'm saying, but I can just imagine that if I have to give him the benefit of doubt, I generally think it's possible that he probably didn't understand what he said in that particular context in 2011 when he was like 19 or 20 years old, when he meant, oh, you're not going to pay for this at the dinner or this amount of money because maybe because he's Jewish.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying at the beginning, the media is dangerous, son, because they will do that and then a few days later, you'll get people that actively, you know what, let's break down this guy's Twitter and let's try hack his phone. We'll do the most. Try and make him look like he's the bad guy.
Because now, what will happen?
He's looking like the victim now, but let's spin it. Let's make him.
Now what will happen is people will lose less sympathy for him now. And what they'll do, even if they know that the police people are of order, their villain status will drop down. They won't be as much as a bad villain. They're still bad, but it doesn't make them look as bad as, it's like more or less, well, you done this, I done this. You did this, well, you done this as well. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, well, we're both wrong now. So it's not like I done this to you.
Oh, they're both in the wrong. Just, you know, just go, just move on, man.
Yeah,
both
see?
Like, it's just banter, man. It's just a bit of banter, you know?
You know what I mean? That's what they were saying this world. Oh, the whole thing with the whole, when they were doing these madnesses was all banter. Remember, that's one of the excuses they were giving us world at the time. So it's they could turn around and say, well, anyone could get it. Well, I banned you, it was wrong. You banned this person on Twitter, it was wrong. So,
I feel like people like to tiptoe around this whole subject in terms of like racial banter and all that. Let's be real here, man. When we're in our own circle and all that, we all throw a bit of banter around, yeah? Whether it's, you know what I'm saying? There's a time and a place in it, yeah? There's a time and a place, yeah? But so, no, because here's why I'm saying this, yeah? The reason why I'm saying this is because obviously, when recently, a couple of weeks ago, I had a situation at work where I was talking to an employer and I heard the word monkey be used in it, yeah?
Okay.
Now I don't believe it was used with racial intent in it, yeah. But I heard the word monkey in it, so we had to have a big meeting with our managing director. And
it got that serious. We had to bring people in. Yeah.
Yeah, 3-way meeting and all that, and the guy basically saying, "I was never using that term." Blah 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 blah. And even when I was discussing with managing director before, it's like, look, we all use like certain types of banter, whether it's racial, whatever, there's a time and a place for that. You know what I'm saying? You don't use that in a professional setting. You don't use that in a cricket setting. You don't use that. And do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and you, we can call each other, you know, light skinned. I might say you darky. Do you get what I'm saying? Let's be real, innit, man? We all. But this is be real, man. Like, we're not racist people, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have no bias in my heart towards any color or creed or whatever. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But when you're in a setting in cricket and you're getting forced to drink alcohol and stuff like that and getting called a P-word every second, yeah, like that, you know what I'm saying?
But do you know why? But the thing is, they're trying to say banter. They're not, that's a lie. You know, even in a friendship circle, you never do something like that. You will never be pulling someone against the floor.
And
say drink, you won't do that. That will probably be the end of the friendship. You probably will never talk again. Because that's serious. You know what I mean? That's not, you wouldn't even do that amongst your.
You know the whole subject with racism and it's such a taboo. It's such a like, people are like, oh, I don't see color. Like, oh, I don't see, bruv, shut up. Yes, you do. Everyone sees color, man. Yeah. Everyone sees, if you don't see color, you're racist, fam. Yeah, that's what I believe in. Yeah. If you don't see color, you're my first suspect of being a racist, innit? Yeah. So, like, if you want to use that,
you know why that's stupid.
They can all consent to like, yeah, we can all dish out and give out.
You see this color thing? I'm not gonna go into a whole thing about that because that's a completely different conversation. Remember, I did this decision of this and that. Well, I'll say briefly about the color. That the term around what you just said is called this color. It's called colorblind. Yeah, colorblind in general is a thing anyway for people that can't recognize one color to another. But this term, with context, you're saying there's a thing called colorblind applies here as well. So what that means is. Originally, the idea of colorblind, when I was researching about this, is it was meant to be a good thing, to try and say like I see everyone the same. But what it found out, it actually was counterproductive. And the reason why it's counterproductive is because, of course, you see color. If you're not visually impaired, you can see you can tell the difference between one thing and another. So if you're a guy, well, you can tell the difference between what a boy looks like and a girl looks like, right? Do you know what I mean? And a girl knows what a man is and what a woman is. So if you can see the difference between what a man and a woman is, of course you can see the difference between, you see color. You know, bro, if you're describing a crime incident or like something mad, and then you get to give the description, you could say, oh, white female or 5'4" that's blonde, that's got blue eyes. So you know, otherwise, if you don't see color, then how do you know she's white? How do you know she's not Indian? Do you know what I mean? So, of course, I'm basically agreeing your point. So, yeah, it doesn't make sense to say I do see color.
It's a defense. It's a defense mechanism. People say that. I'm not racist. I'm not black. Or white. It's the same thing to me.
Yeah.
Like, I can't recognize the difference. Like, shut up.
But back to what you were saying, though. Like, you were saying, like, yeah, this whole... It takes... I don't know
it's
why.
It's just this media. It's like every week there's just a media spin, fam. I'm thinking, what are they trying to distract from us now? Yeah. It's just narratives, man. We're just living in a world of he's got the most popular narrative. This side, A side or the B side. Yeah. It's just ridiculous, man. And you see now, bro, with the whole there's a new variant now, bro.
Yeah. Bro, these variants sound like flipping. They sound like some, what's it called?
Omicron. Omicron.
No, that sounds like a Transformer, man.
Transformer, that's what I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, you got Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, Jazz, Megatron, and maybe no Megatron.
Yeah.
Megatron and all them, sounds like a flipping Transformer. So what is Omicron? I'm guessing Omicron is meant to be a villain, meant to be like the, you got the Autobots, Decepticons, the flipping Decepticons, because the Decepticons were bad. That's what you got.
Are you ready, man? You ready for Lockdown Part 4, I think?
Lockdown part. Well, Austria is on lockdown now, isn't it? Austria.
No, I didn't know that. Really.
I think Austria. I think they were back on lockdown because of the things were spreading. But now the South African variant. Apparently, there's one case found in Nottingham, and the other one was found in.
One's in
Nottingham. Was that one where Leicester? Was it Leicester or somewhere else?
And they said this one's like way more
dangerous. Yeah.
Way more contagious.
More dangerous. They're saying, so it's concerned. There's not immediate panic, but there's no alarm. But it's like they're watching it very closely because is it possible that the vaccine that currently exists may not be able to defend against it?
Yeah, but they said they can adapt it quite easily to the new variant.
Bro, fucking hell, bro. What is?
Don't that just sound like a wee, just a little bit, just a little bit dodgy. Like,
how much variants have we had by now since the first one?
If they just keep mutating, because that's what they say. They say coronavirus is mutating.
Bro, things like, mutate all the time. How much things have mutated?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, things mutate. Coronaviruses mutate all the time. Coronavirus is not just COVID. Is a type of coronavirus. Yeah, coronavirus has been here before 2019. Isn't it?
No, but even viruses that have nothing to do with COVID or nothing have mutated in the past, like exactly. New variant.
Yeah, exactly.
But then I've never heard of a virus to mutate like 8-10 plus times in my life. I never heard about it before. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I'll say if it keeps on mutating, how can the vaccines right now have any effectiveness towards the new mutations? Even they try to alter that vaccine, ain't it like just a completely brand new, and you're essentially dealing with like a new infection sort of, no?
Bro, I'm guessing this new variant, bro, that's got to be like a one-shot kill, like in Call of Duty.
Because if COVID
has been people hospitalizing people for like some people in serious cases, like even some famous people, I think, Kerry, no, what's the woman's name again? It's gone blank. Her husband's called Derek. Yeah, he's in hospital for like...
Kate Galloway's husband.
That's it. Yeah. Because she's also a presenter, isn't it, on TV. So he's been destroyed by this disease, like it's hospitalizing him. It's like horrible. And that was just like probably like the original COVID thing that
he's probably though the guy that's he suffered the worst from it. He hasn't been killed from it yet.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's why scientists want to look at him. Look at him.
I heard Donnie sleeps like 25 hours a day or something.
No,
how's that even? I don't know. No, but he just sleeps like 20 hours a day.
I can't even sleep 25 hours a day because he's 24 in a day.
No. Basically just sleep. He just sleeps every day. You don't even wake up.
I think he's finally out of hospital now.
Yeah, but why? Yeah, but obviously
there was a program about it. I watched it. There was a program with him and her about this, and then it was horrible. I remember watching it. But I think he's finally out now. But side, I think the medical industry, they want to look at him specifically because for like research, that's because I'm surprised. Obviously, very thankfully he pulled through. I'm surprised he's not dead, man. That's what he was doing. Like, how are you?
It's Clapton, man. It's Clapton. Like, he's still feeling effects from it a year later.
Right.
But yeah. 25 hours a day. No, he seems like 20 hours a day, innit?
Even though
he's out of hospital, innit? So, like, he's still feeling the effects of this day, which is it's mad. Like,
yeah, it's my peak, man. Because and not even less severe than him, there's a lot of people that still got problems with their with themselves, even post COVID. Like, they've got problems. They've got medical issues now.
It's just gonna mutate to, like, we're gonna end up like The Walking Dead or something. It's just gonna be some next disease, and it's like you catch it, you just turn mad into a zombie.
Bro, don't be surprised, man. Like, with things like this, man, it sounds like something like you said. Like, all it takes is to mutate with the wrong thing combined with, I don't know, something like rabies, and next thing you know, like, you've got your like some next zombie with. Bruv, you know, I think, you know what it is? I feel like, you know, COD's Black Ops. No. Yeah, Black Ops is what caused this, man. The zombie.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. I'm trying to shit.
You know what I'm saying? Fireman.
Yeah. Black Ops is a scary COD game, man. Like, Modern Warfare for me is the game, not fuck Black Ops. No, like them zombies, man.
them growls, man. Them roars.
Oh, man.
When you wake up one day, like Rick in the Walking Dead, fam. Wake up, yeah, it's just going to literally be...
You know what? I remember, do you remember when you go to, like, Thingy's house in New Addington to play the game? That's the only time I would avoid playing it at home.
Yeah, bro, you're actually scared of the zombies.
Bro, I'll wait to go to that house to play the game because I'm scared to play it on my ones, bro. That's Them zombies are horrible.
They were back out to like 5 a.m, man.
And that's what people used to buy Black Ops for, specifically for zombies.
You getting a new COD?
I don't know. Probably not, man. I can't remember. I think the last COD game I bought was Black Ops 3.
I stopped getting COD after MW. No, not MW. No. What came out when it was in school, the last year of school? Advanced Three. Warfare. That's what it was. No, it was more. No. Yeah, Ghost. No.
Yeah, Ghost 2014. Ghost was 2014.
No, Ghost was 2013. And then you had Advanced Warfare in 2014.
So when was Black Ops 3?
I was 2015.
Oh yeah, of course it was.
I stopped buying it after Advanced Warfare. Because from Ghost to up until like Modern Warfare, one that came out a couple of years ago, that one was good. I didn't like last year's one. I can't, was it Cold War? I didn't like Cold War, that's rubbish. But I might get Vanguard though. I think it's a World War II, innit? It's about World War II, the Nazis and all that.
Oh, so it's going back in time again.
Yeah, but now the COD's dead, man.
They're making it all futuristic and going like all these.
Nah, I think they stopped that. They stopped because, you know, like Black Ops 3 and all, they was jumping and all that. I couldn't hack it, man. I was like, this is dead, man. But no, games are dead, bro. I went shopping yesterday, innit? And I walked in some game store, innit? And there was I was looking for like PS5 games. I was like, there was PS1 games and PS2 games. And I was like,
was it PS1 games?
Yeah, it was a retro store, innit? And they had like the Sega console, N64s, and all that. Like, you literally found it's in Croydon. I tried to do a little Black Friday shop, man. Couldn't find nothing. So I was like, I'm walking in. But yeah, that was a throwback, innit? So pretty cool, man.
Oh, so you didn't get anything?
No, because I wanted to get the new. Not even a game. I was wanting to get a new pad in it, a new controller. And I was thinking of again, like Battlefield or Vanguard, but I'm just sticking to FIFA.
Bro, are they still releasing an annual Battlefield game? Why do I feel like no, it doesn't get mentioned anymore?
I don't know, you know. I haven't played Battlefield in years. The last one I played was Battlefield 3.
The last one I got was 4. Like,
no, I didn't get 4.
At one point, I swear at one point, people said, nah, Battlefield's better than COD.
it's more realistic, innit? But
yeah,
I think it was more a bit more
fun.
I found it more fun.
Yeah. First person. Yeah, Battlefield 4. Battlefield is more. I swear Battlefield's harder than COD, though.
I don't, bro. Honestly, no. I don't know, man.
I don't know. But yeah. Anyway, back to.
Maybe no, it's a bit more tactical, innit, man? A bit more tactical. But have you even got your PS5 yet, man?
Bro, who's got a PS5?
I have got a PS5.
Yeah, of course. PS, you know what? PS5. It's been a year already now, isn't it? Since it's been out.
Yeah, I'll give it to you for Christmas, man.
Bro, I don't. That's secondhand, then.
No, so what's it being secondhand things,
bro? Oh, man. I don't know.
Pristine condition.
Bro, I need to be first. I need to be first owner.
Yeah.
I like that. You see when I go to a shop, yeah, I like that smell of like the fresh box, the packaging. I still got my PS4 box, you know?
Yeah.
Like, not like dusted away in some cupboard somewhere, as in like in my room, we can see it. Like...
What, are you a hoarder, fam? Are you a hoarder?
Yeah, I am, man. I am. I'm low-key.
I'm a little bit of a hoarder as well.
Low-key, I'm a hoarder. I'm generally like a low-key hoarder, bro. I don't like throwing things away. Like, honestly, I'm a very sentimental person, man.
I hear that. I still got my old game consoles, like boxes, like.
Bro, I remember I used to resent selling games.
No, don't sell your games, bro. Because when I was in a retro store, guy said he still got PS1 games, selling for like $4, innit?
Of course.
PS1 games, like rare. These like rare PS1 games, innit?
What, like flipping? You can't even go on, like, online and get something.
Just rare games, innit? Rare. When I see anything that's old school retro, like when I watch like an old film. Like, say if I watch a film from the 90s or listen to a song from the 90s, or I'm thinking about, weren't they just simpler times?
Yeah.
Like, there's none of this, what fuckeries that we live in today? No meta universe and all that, it's virtual reality that your boy Zuckerberg's trying to do. It's just the 90s, which is pure vibes. What's
Zuckerberg trying to do?
You know about them, you know, Facebook, they've changed the whole logo, their brand and their name.
Oh, well, I thought that's not happened yet, though, is it?
No. So they've changed the name to Meta, so Metaverse, but they're trying to do like a virtual reality, but there's a whole like conspiracy behind it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Do you know what?
Bro, that's
you see Elon Musk, yeah? I think Elon Musk is a villain in disguise. What?
I thought you said in the mosque. I was like, what
are you talking about? No, Elon Musk, yeah, the Tesla guy. Yeah. I feel like he's a new he's a new baddie, yeah, of this world.
Yeah.
Think about him, man. I'm like that. This guy, I don't trust him.
No, I don't trust him or
Zuckerberg.
The Amazon guy.
Jeff Bezos.
Bezos.
No, Bezos is actually calm. If you see the interview with him, he's actually I feel like people have a perception of Bezos and thinking, nah, it's this guy. He's actually all right. From my perception, perception of him, from what I watch.
Huh?
From my little perception of like the few interviews I've seen of him, in my opinion, it's a small sample, I feel like, he's actually all right, you know. The richest guy, what you wouldn't think he is, what people think he's probably he's arrogant. He might be, but he doesn't come across like it anyway, man. He seems like he's, are you seeing him talk? Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, no, that's what I was about to say. Do you know when he flew up to space recently, innit? Oh, and before he flew up, he was like, thank you for all the Amazon Prime members and all that. I'll tell that as just thank you for all your money.
Wait, he said that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like a video from like where he's got a bit more hair on his head, like the late 90s or something.
He's interviewing him in the late 90s in the car. He's like, why am I driving this I can't remember what car he was driving. He was worth like 10 billion then.
No, not that. I was talking about this interview with him like at a desk with this old school computer talking about what he's doing and that kind of stuff. He's, do you know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. That's the interview that I saw with him. I remember watching it with one of my friends actually at when I was at uni. And I was like, you know what? This guy actually seems all right. When you're talking about
that. Like, these men are villains, bro.
But Bezos,
talking of villains, yeah, I know we're going a little bit about this episode, man. Have you seen the new Spider-Man trailer?
Yeah, I've seen the trailer. I want to watch that.
Bro, no, we need to watch that, man, because there's strong rumors that Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield might be back.
I haven't seen, although in the trailer, I don't remember seeing Tobey Maguire.
No, they're not in the trailer. I think they're keeping it for the film, but the old villains are back.
I remember, I see Doc Ock, though, the classic famous. Peter Parker,
Brilliant bit lady. I love Doc Ock.
That is an iconic line from the original. The original Spider-Man was the best. I love
Spider-Man too.
The original Spider-Man was the best ever, bro. I don't care. I told you, I'll never forgive Sony for what they did, man. Spider-Man 3, after Spider-Man 3 happened, bro, and I heard that, there was plans for 4 and 5 in the mix. My life is just going to keep getting better and better. I'm looking for a treat out of nowhere. It's been cancelled. I was like, what the? Bumbaclaat, the reason why we're cancelling now? What? What for? I never understood why. It's in my fuckery. I was like...
I'm not a massive fan of the new Spider-Man.
Nah, man.
Tom Holland, he's all right, yeah, but I'm not like a big fan.
No, because you know what it is. The reason why I don't like about the new Spider-Man as well is many reasons. Obviously, the original series was a shit. That could just be from a sense of nostalgia talking, but it also seemed more realistic. That when they shoot out like webs out there, like and you see the light, that looks like something. That's like a toy you'd get from a kid in a shop.
That's way better. That's better though.
That don't make sense.
The original one, that's like, it's organic, isn't it?
No, but bro, do you know why? Because in the original one, yeah, I don't know about you. In primary school, I was in primary school age at the time, when those were around. So what you do in the playground, maybe people do, you pretend that you could shoot webs out of your hand because you know that you can never do what they're doing in that film. But with the later ones, with that, when they change all these different actors and actresses, and then you're gonna like, no, hold on a second, bro. That looks like something I can literally buy from a shop and then do. I will have a light because they make things like that with light and all that kind of stuff.
We're nerding out right now, aren't we?
But I don't care, bro.
That's it because Peter Parker, that's, you know what I'm saying, he can use his imagination, use his creativity, use his smarts, and create the web shooters. Yeah. Where's my glasses, but I'm turning into a nerd right now. I'm gonna get some glasses, innit? Yeah. No, because I think if you read the comics and all, I think he created the web shooters anyway.
Yeah, but those were the comics, bruv. The comics were from what, like 1960, 1970, this what?
No. I think I do prefer the old Spider-Man, but I prefer the web shooters still.
Nah, that's bullshit. Bro, if you're gonna do that.
If that's the case, yeah, why didn't Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man never shoot web out of his bum?
What?
Why did Tobey Maguire's
Spider-Man never shoot
web out of his bum?
Why would you shoot web out your bum?
The spider, why would you shoot web out of his bum? So he shot it on his wrist and all that. Why can't he shoot out of his bum?
Well, that looks... Bro, the thought of that just sounds stupid, man.
Like, why can't he just be swinging? But that swing, like, you know, his ass out and all that.
That's dead, nah.
Skyscraper.
Nah, man, that's so
stupid. Nah, man. I'm serious.
That's actually some dumb shit, man. I don't like the thought of that.
Yeah, man, because it's organic, isn't it? Like, why does it come out of your wrist, bro? Why can't it come out of your mouth or your nose or your, like, anywhere there's like a hole in it?
Bro, you remember he's a human, bro. Like, he just happened to be bit.
Yeah, and they got a new Batman as well coming out. I'm looking forward to that. Robert Pattinson.
Bro, do you remember before we have to wrap this up in a minute? Yeah, but before what I'll say about it, do you remember when I was talking to you about they should bring the old cast back? They should find a way to say, do you know what, we're bringing back the original Spider-Man again. Yeah, let's continue where we left off. I remember when you said, you said this a few years ago, you say, That's not even possible, man. They're too old by this point now, man. Because you remember Peter, the thing with Tobey Maguire, man, he barely ages, bro. Bro, actually, in fact, the whole cast barely age. Like Kirsten Dunst doesn't look that old.
He's got to be almost 50 now, or something.
Who?
Tobey Maguire.
No, he's mid 40s. He's born in 75. Don't ask me why I know that. Like, I just know.
He's close to 50, so he's...
He's mid 50, 45 or something. It's like, it's 40, right, I think he's 46 this year. He's 46 this year.
Right, so he's... That's mad that you know that, by the way. But he's elderly. He's quite, he's be an elderly Spider-Man now, yeah? Because when he played him, he wasn't... Because traditionally, Peter Parker's a teenager, isn't it? Yeah. I think what they got right with Tom Holland, yeah, is that No, he didn't do the first Spider-Man film. He was in one of the Iron Man films. And I think he was like 90, he was like 90, he was like 19, 20 at the point. So they got that spot on. He was a teenager with Andrew Garfield. When Andrew Garfield done it, I think he was like, he's either late 20s, early 30s, isn't it? So I'll give them that because that's a bit more realistic to the comics. So...
But when Tobey Maguire started out, he was young.
Yeah, but he wasn't like Tom Holland.
Oh, no, he wasn't a teenager, dude. No, he wouldn't have been a teenager.
He wasn't a teenager.
Bro, he was late 20s, if anything.
Yeah. What you're saying that...
I think he was 20... He would have been 27.
Yeah.
The first one was in 2002, so he was in 27.
Really, like in his mid-20s, whatever.
But the thing is, though, he's got one of those faces that looked like a past bear younger than what it was.
That's what I never understood. Because you know the first film, they're not in college, they're not in uni, they're in high school, innit?
Yeah.
But they all look... Do you remember the guy, Flash? Like, yeah. When he tried to punch him. Yeah. That's what I never look. They all look like in their late 20s, though, in high school.
Yeah, but you got to remember... Films... What happens in films like big blocks, the blockbuster Hollywood films, bro? What they actually, not even just that, in a lot of things, they have makeup artists that can like do things to you, like make you look younger, make you look older, dress you up and do these things.
What's even though I'm not a big fan of the new one, what they got right is like it's they're actually kids in it, like Zendaya's young, the big Filipino guy, they're young, it's a young cast. It's not people in their 20s. I hate they do that in films, like in their 20s and 30s, but we're gonna throw them as teenagers. Like they're in high school, man. It's like,
yeah, but you remember, they're playing a character. So if you look the part, it doesn't really matter. It's the character. It doesn't really matter. It's only a problem. The casting's only a problem, yeah, if you generally do not look, you can't pass as that. Do you know what I mean? If you generally don't look like what it's supposed to look like, that's when it becomes a bit of an issue. And he can say, okay, that's a casting issue.
Yeah, do you know what made me laugh as well?
Bro, how old you could you, know, you sorry, bro. If you you're 23, if you need to play someone that's 20, yeah, your character's 20 years old, they could make you part of that, shave off your beard,
I look quite young for my age anyway. I don't have like a full grown beard, nothing. So
yeah.
No, do you know another one's when you made me laugh as well? You know Top Boy. And then the third, they done the remake, Top Boy, like Drake done the production, whatever, came out 2 years ago. And the big guy was in it. and then Blue Story came out the year after. He was in secondary school.
Michael Ward.
Michael Ward was in it as well. And he's the other guy as well, the big guy.
I know. Yeah, I'm talking about.
I was like, these two like drug dealers, yeah, like big time drug dealers in their early mid 20s, and then next year they drop it from Blue Story and they're like 16.
But the thing is, though, they fitted the part.
They fit, yeah. I just like, because obviously, yeah, if it's acted well, if the script is right, cool. I just like.
No, but it's not just about the script. It's not just about the script, though. You have to cast. The casting is actually.
Yeah, the cast is most important.
No. They're both as important. No. The acting will always come first in a way, but the casting has to be almost on the same wavelength. So if basically, for it to work, the acting needs to be, always has to be, ideally should be as good as possible. Because otherwise, remember, you're auditioning against other people, but the casting has to make sense as well. So you have to make sure that the person actually looks like the character that they're saying. Do you know what I mean? So you've got to be able to pass it. It's no good like getting a 20-year-old something to play, I don't know, a 50-year-old plus character, because the gap is so big, you're not gonna look someone that's almost 50, are you? Unless you're like someone like Diego Costa, innit? Yeah, it's not gonna happen. Do you know what I mean? So like that's when it's causing an issue, even despite you being able to play that character.
Exactly.
People, hold on, sorry. People will forget if you're trying, if you're actually acting it so good, because they're just distracted thinking, but they'll probably think that your acting was bad, not but it actually was good because your casting is not right. So they forget that how well you're playing the character or trying to play well, because it's like, I look at you thinking, well, you don't look 50, you're in your 20s. I can clearly see that. If you don't even look like someone that's in their 40s, even late 30s, how the hell you gonna look like someone in their 50s? So they probably forget how well you're acting, how good your acting is in that particular film or show, whatever you're doing.
Facts, man, facts. Yeah, man, I think we'll wrap it there, man. Good episode, man.
Yeah, well, we'll wrap it up. Anyway, guys, obviously, like, in the comment section, yeah, so comment any of those topics you want to talk about. Probably, obviously, we did a bit of a light-hearted stuff at the end where it's just, like, obviously, it's something to do with, like, films and all kind of stuff. But are you on, like, to do with, like, more serious stuff, like COVID, cricket, and obviously the shooting in America with this... what's his name again? I just say his name again.
Kyle Rittenhouse,
yeah. Leave them comments below and just give your thoughts. That's no problem. Also, you follow us on the socials at the Spoken Word Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. But guys, I hope you enjoyed that. Until next time, peace.